streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo. Thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We thought it was going to be more of a contest, or at least I was trying yesterday on the show for Alexis to convince me that the Zerbi was going to get his guys up to par for a nice game, and it felt like a walkover. Boys versus men, very much like
Arsenal-Chelsea.
Yeah, but it's not so much more about getting Brighton up. It's giving credit to Manchester City and understanding about the winning mentality. For me, they know what's at stake already, you know, and the players want to win the Premier League title. They're winners. Pep Guardiola keeps them motivated. They knew it was going to be, well, they expected it to be a tougher game than it was, but it's credit to Manchester City's winning mentality, how they applied themselves and how they played the game. That's the thing. It's so hard to play against a Manchester City side that's so well coached. And even if you look later on in the game and it goes to the 70th minute, they're bringing on Doku,
Grealish,
they've got an abundance of talent of players that they can bring on so late.
Can we talk about Stones? I mean, sorry, can we talk about Phil Foden?
Okay. Yeah.
Where is he in terms of world ranking? We know he's world class, but is this the next star at Manchester City, like the guy at Manchester City?
Yeah.
Is he going to take Kevin De Bruyne's spot?
100%. That's just my, the development of Phil Foden and what we're seeing right now and the season that he's had in, he is the next Manchester City star. Like, he is that phenomenal player. And what he's got the luxury of is when you play with such top players, you can learn so much. You train with them every single day. You pick up their good habits. You see what separates them from the average player. He's just taking his game to another level. And there's nothing greater than having one of the great managers of Pep Guardiola to say you are the best player in the Premier League.
Would you say he's City's MVP this season?
If Manchester City win the Premier League title, Phil Foden has to be the player of the season or the player of the year. Not just young player there, but the player of the year of the Premier League. It's hard to argue against it.
I think when you look at him on a world stage, just outside of the club, I think it's hard to argue anything but he's probably the most informed player in the league, might be one of the top informed players in the world at the moment. But I kind of want to see what he does in the Euros. I want to see how he steps into this national team. Because for me, for him, now it's about not being that wonderkind, that kid that is starting to develop and become a man. Now it's about show me that little bit of leadership. Show me that you want to be one of the main guys. Tough to do in a team like England that has so many leaders on it right now, even young leaders like Jude Bellingham coming up. But show me you want to be one of those guys that says in the tough moments, I want the ball.
But the difficult thing about that is, and I always argue with people about this, it's great when we watch Manchester City. People have to understand the way Pep coaches his team, it's to work in Pep's system. When you leave that system and go to international level, it's so different because your movements, your runs are completely different for international football.
Are you saying
when you're playing
for
England?
Gareth Southgate
in terms of what Gareth Southgate, yes. So it's a difficult system. And right now the argument is, does Phil Foden play in behind that striker, which is what most of the English press want. And because Jude Bellingham's having such a sensational time at Real Madrid and how he's played that role, which isn't really his natural role, that was more, again, Carlos Ancelotti putting him in there to be that progressive midfielder, getting goals because they don't have a traditional striker, and it's worked well. Jude Bellingham can play that deeper role, but it's so difficult when you leave Pep's system. Look at players who've left Pep's system, how they fared at other clubs. Are they as successful without being in Pep's system to now going somewhere else? Look at Raheem Sterling. people questioned Pep when he left Raheem to leave to go to Chelsea. He was at the height of his career, at his peak. He's not the same since leaving Pep's system. So Phil Foden for me is a talent.
Your context matters, right? And Phil Foden, I mean, it's proven in this Manchester City context that he has all the potential to say that he can be world class. But I want to move the conversation forward because I think all of these things about Manchester City we know. The win looked routine yesterday. What's up with Brighton? I know they had some controversial calls not go their way. I don't know if that weighed heavily. It felt like City was going to win anyway, but
they didn't take their chances anyway.
The stock has fallen so much for this Brighton team, which we've spoken so highly about. So what is this more on the players? Is this more on De Zerbi?
I think it's shared. I think it's, look, I mean, there's obviously a lot of injuries to the team, but I think it's shared. I think for De Zerbi, one thing he hasn't shown is what is your plan B? And can that plan B be as effective as plan A was when you had your full squad in? And clearly it hasn't. But also there's so many questions about this club in general. You got De Zerbi openly saying, I'm not getting the support that I need. I'm not going to get the investment. I'm not going to be here. That's such a paraphrasing what he said, but I won't be here if I don't get the support from the front office, especially with regard to the transfer market. What does that mean for Brighton? Brighton has been the shining star of being able to find these gems, these you know, pieces of charcoal and turn them into diamonds.
They'll still continue to do that. I think that with De Zerbi, he tried to cash in when his stock was high. At the time when they were flying, doing well in Europe, he tried to cash in his stock to go to somewhere else. And now, obviously, things are not planning out. And when you look at it, it's great to watch. As a Brighton fan, you probably would love it that 99% of the time you're enjoying the football, you're winning games. But these 1% are going to happen. And for me, the third goal was the goal that literally killed Brighton, where you just thought, it's game over.
So
and
compare,
it's when playing
him,
out the back goes wrong.
Compare him to a Graham Potter. Are we thinking that this could be another Graham Potter in the sense that you have a Brighton side, they play wonderfully, everyone's complimenting you, the next big manager, you make the move, you cash in while you can, and then everyone goes, oh, hold on a second. You can't handle egos. You can't coach at the elite level.
I think
that this is more in that vein versus, okay, he's just in a tough situation?
I think De Zerbi has the personality to handle big egos. Like, Graham Potter was difficult situation, you can see by the personality, maybe wasn't quite ready for it. But I think De Zerbi, with, again, his characteristics and how he is, I think he can handle the big personalities and big egos.
But what separates them?
Culture is what I would say. De Zerbi's Italian.
But Brighton had a good culture.
No, I'm talking about him individually.
As a person.
As a person individually. De Zerbi, I feel, can handle bigger personalities and everything because culture plays a part. Mm-hmm. When you play with different people from different nationalities, you learn a lot about different cultures and aspects and being able to be a more worldly rounded person. But I feel right now, he stocks really low.
I mean, after this season, no Europe next season.
Yep.
I wonder how long the leash will be for Roberto De Zerbi at Brighton. Quickly, before we go to break, City's got at Forest, home against Wolves, at Fulham, away at Spurs, home against West Ham.
Tottenham is the only one that matters at this point.
Do they drop points? Do you see them dropping more than 3 points?
No.
The most I see them is dropping two. Dropping 2 points, which means they draw one match of the rest.
Okay, there you go.
Which would be at Tottenham.
It has to be. Tottenham is the only one where they potentially.
He's got his eyes on West Ham, I think.
No.
Last game of the season?
No.
Where else?
I don't see City dropping points.
Win 15 points out of 15.
When you look at their subs, they've got enough impact off the bench more than any other team in the league.
All right.
To affect any game.
Then as per Nigel,
it's horrible.
It's a fact.
The title's theirs. 15 points out of 15.
It's theirs to lose.
Hands the title to City.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.